WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Milwaukee County Executive and gubernatorial candidate David Crowley hopes to make sure no community is left behind. Crowley launched his bid for the top state seat in September. Before his election, as the first Black Milwaukee County Executive, he served in the State Assembly. In an appearance on the WXCO Morning Show, Crowley said his experience sharing an office in the state capitol helped him gain rural perspective.
One of those individuals that I shared an office with was Don Vruwink, who we both came in together. But he represented smaller municipalities, small town, rural Wisconsin through and through.
Vruwink represented District 43 in the State Assembly, which includes Whitewater, Milton, and parts of Edgerton and Janesville. Crowley says he wants to listen and build relationships with communities across the state.
By sharing that office, it gave me an opportunity to learn a little bit more about rural life, what's going on with our agricultural industry, what some of our family farms are going through.
Crowley was one of seven candidates to enter the Democratic field for governor. He said during his time on the campaign trail, he's hearing constituents' biggest concerns.
Well, the biggest issue is the affordability crisis, right? I think whether you are, if you are making more money today, you're still getting less than you ever have before. And so no matter where I go in the state, people are asking, you know, how are we going to tackle this affordability crisis?
Crowley said he wants to figure out how to make sure the government can provide services for those who need it.
While a lot of the economic uncertainty and a lot of these chaos policies that are coming out of Washington, D.C. are driving these costs up, it doesn't mean that we can't figure out ways to tackle this issue here locally.
Crowley will appear on the ballot in the August primary, and the winner of the primary will advance to the November general election. January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. In 2023, which is the last year data is available, there were 108 instances of human sex trafficking recorded by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Meanwhile, Wisconsin continues to receive an F grade on a 2025 report card for policy fixes to reduce child and youth sex trafficking. That's according to Shared Hope International, a nonprofit organization that works to prevent sex trafficking. According to the report, Wisconsin succeeds in ensuring inclusive definitions, but could do more to protect victims from unjust criminalization, provide them legal relief, and support survivors. A federal court will allow the Trump administration to enforce a provision of the new federal budget bill, barring health clinics that provide abortion services from accepting Medicaid for any other reproductive services they offer. Those other services include things ranging from obtaining contraception and testing for sexually transmitted infections to cancer screenings and postpartum care. Last week, a three-judge panel on the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted the Trump administration a stay to hold an injunction that was issued last month. That injunction was granted after a multi-state coalition filed a lawsuit challenging the provision in early December. It argued the provision was an unconstitutional retroactive condition on their participation in the Medicaid program. When the provision first went into effect, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin temporarily halted their abortion services to determine exactly how the law would affect their services. The organization resumed abortion services in October after relinquishing its federal status as an essential community provider. Several Marathon County snowmobile trails opened over the weekend. According to the County Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department, five trail zones opened on Friday and one opened on Saturday. Riders should be aware of some partial closures, including for Shantytown Snowmobile Club's trail section. Those closures are in zones 3 and 4 around several intersections. For information on specific closures, visit the department's webpage. Trails open to ATVs 10 days after snowmobile opening date. Trails are also closed to ATV traffic when the air temperature is above 28 degrees. For statewide trail status updates, visit the Travel Wisconsin Snow Report. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed a case of chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Clark County. The deer was a hunter-harvested adult doe and was not harvested within 10 miles of any other county. Clark County was already under a two-year baiting and feeding ban, and the ban will be extended for another 3 years and will reset following any future detections. Since the detection was not within 10 miles of any county lines, no other counties are impacted by a baiting and feeding ban. The Greater Wausau Chamber of Commerce is accepting registrations for their annual 9-month leadership program. The Transformational Leadership Program kicks off in September and includes 9 sessions totaling more than 70 hours of interactive learning and opportunities to grow, according to a press release. A graduation ceremony for this year's participants will be held in May at the Holiday Inn and Suites in Rothschild. Registration for the 2026 to 2027 course is open at wausauchamber.com. I'm Isabella Nieto, and you're listening to WXCO News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's hoops, Wisconsin hosts UCLA in another Big Ten matchup tonight in Madison at the Kohl's Center. The Badgers with a record of 9-5 coming off that loss to number 5th ranked Purdue. The Bruins are 10-4. A nice win for UW Green Bay. They beat the UWM Panthers 79-76 at the Cress Events Center in Green Bay. Green Bay Phoenix head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Well, we're starting a more offensive-based lineup. Like, I like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down, but we got the right guys taking them, and they did a good job of defending it. It's so much easier than the other way. We were starting more of a defensive group up until the Fort Wayne game. This gives us 5 scorers. Got 5 guys. You can pick your poison, right? It makes you look like a really, really good coach when you coach from ahead.
NFL, the Packers holding practice on a short week. They'll face the Bears Saturday night at 7 in Chicago in the wild card round of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is icy out there this morning. It is cloudy. We have fog, areas of freezing drizzle, and little light snow in spots, and that's going to continue through this morning into this afternoon. We will get into the mid-30s here by later today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, more patchy fog. Could get icy into the low 20s tomorrow. Sunny and warmer, upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.